get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Greetings, fellow golfers, and welcome to another brand new year of Tee to Green on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Jerry Butenhoff, and here's hoping that your Christmas and New Year's season went smoothly and that you and your loved ones are healthy entering 2014 here. To kick off the new year, we're going to talk to with one of Jay and my favorite people in golf. Ben Alexander has been a teaching pro in California for many years. He had worked out of Poppy Hills near Pebble Beach for quite some time. Poppy Hills is now undergoing a renovation. They'll be reopening in April, and we'll be talking to a couple people about that in some upcoming months here. But now Ben is applying his trade at the Bayonet Black Horse courses, also in the Monterey Bay area of Northern California. Ben has worked with tour pros in the past, most notably LPGA member Danielle Amakapani, and now has expanded his insights to a new website, benalexandergolf.com. And we will talk about all of those things on Tee to Green today. Also, I'll explain to you what Johnson & Johnson have to do with the PGA Tour. We'll take you to the first tour event of the calendar year, the Tournament of Champions, going on out at Kapalua in Hawaii, and bring you up to speed on some things you may have missed in the past month or so during the holiday season. A couple things going on we might need to know about. All coming up today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7, I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down, save me from those double bogey blues.
Tee to Green is live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com. You can link that through our website, also teetogreenradio.com. Brand new year. Good to have you with us. We're worldwide on American Forces Radio and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
So you've heard the term drive for show and putt for dough. How would you like to make that a reality? Did you know that almost 90% of pro golfers miss a 4-foot putt where there is only a break of 5 inches? The special technology in the Probe 2010 putter reduces the break by 80%, thereby making these kinds of putts almost a straight shot. Can you imagine taking almost 10 strokes off your game? Check out our website, probegolfbayarea.com, to see how to lower your golf score with very little effort.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening time to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Looking to add that hard-to-find autograph to your collection? Well, look no further than Les Wolf Sports, LLC. Les Wolf Sports is a name that's been synonymous with autographs and sports memorabilia for more than five decades. The company is a reliable and trusted source for authentic autographs and memorabilia. Whether you're new to the hobby or a seasoned collector, Les Wolf is the place for you. Collect, invest, protect, and preserve with the best. Visit LesWolfSportsLLC.com today. That's L-E-S-W-O-L-F-F Sports, LLC.
This is America's longest running network radio golf show, Tee to Green. First show of year number 9 with the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Happy to still be here. Happy to still be alive. You just never know. Nationwide, Sports Byline, worldwide on American Forces Radio, still trying to bring you some of the best in golf worldwide. And I think year 23 or 24 now, when you go all the way back to when we got started back in the early 90s here in Colorado Springs. So good to be with you again. I'm Jerry Butenhoff. My partner Jay Ritchie is on the road for the next couple weeks here with some other adventures that he's got going. So I will... You'll have me solo here for the first couple shows of the year. Today we're going to talk to Ben Alexander from the Bayonet and Black Horse Golf Courses in the Monterey Bay area. Ben is a award-winning golf instructor up in Northern California, and he's got all sorts of fun things going on, and one of our favorite people that we've had on the air. We've had him on a number of times on or near the Pebble Beach Pro-Am event. When Ben was working out of Poppy Hills, when that was part of the course rotation up there. So Ben Alexander coming up in about 12 or 15 minutes or so. In the meantime, I got some things to throw your way. First of all, add Tee to Green to your daily pulse station on iHeartRadio Talk for daily updates customized by you. You can visit iHeartRadio.com/talk on your computer and get started today. For those of you who may have missed a couple of things at the end of the last golf season, we're going to go over a few things here. Tiger Woods was named the Player of the Year by the PGA Tour members who vote on that. We did not do that. We gave that award to Henrik Stenson. We tend to go with a little more worldly view, and we gave it to Henrik Stenson for his winning both the European Tour money title and the FedEx Cup over here, and thought that his last half of the season, what he accomplished, sort of trumped Tiger's good first half of the season that he had. The Golf Writers Association of America were kind of thinking along the same lines. They have more of a world look at things, and last week announced that Adam Scott was named their Player of the Year for what he accomplished in 2013. Adam Scott had 4 wins worldwide, including, of course, that thrilling playoff victory in the Masters last April. And then he also won 2 of the 3 Australian majors just recently down under, and was second in the third event of the Australian Majors, which is their Australian Open, Australian PGA Championship, and the Australian Masters. So he won 2 of those 3 and finished second in the other. Scott, by the way, also announced here this week he is playing in the Tournament of Champions this week in Kapalua in Hawaii. He will play the event next week in Hawaii also, and then will take off the PGA Tour and take a break and not return until the Florida swing starts, which is in late February, early March. So he will take a flyer on the entire West Coast swing here, which starts in a couple weeks from now. So Adam Scott taking a little break before he hits it full-time in the Florida swing, and we'll use that to get geared up to try and defend his title at the Masters in April at Augusta National. Some other things going on that you may have missed since the various tours completed. Of course, the PGA Tour kind of ends now in September with the Tour Championship. The 2014 season is already underway. They've already had six events flopping over the New Year's holiday now. We brought this up briefly a couple weeks ago, things that you may need to know. Dustin Johnson is, I don't know if he's engaged yet or not, hooked up with Paulina Gretzky, daughter of Wayne Gretzky, hockey phenomenon, greatest player ever. So that's a little interesting matchup there. Paulina Gretzky has made some news on her own with some of her Facebook and MySpace. Is that still around? Anyway, with some of her things that she's posted on there. But Dustin Johnson and Paulina Gretzky, a couple, and if they stick with it, who knows? You could get some athletes out of that matchup there. Just this past month, from the LPGA side of things, Natalie Gulbis got married. She's one of the five stories that are on the front page of the LPGA website right now with her wedding last month. Nice picture of her in a strapless gown on the beach somewhere. Single men everywhere are crying. Maybe even married men are crying. I don't know. Yeah, but Natalie Gulbis, of course, one of the totally beautiful women on the LPGA Tour, no longer single. Let's take a look at a couple of schedule things that are coming up here. The PGA Tour getting underway this week, getting the traditional start to the season, if you will, the Tournament of Champions out at the Plantation Course at Kapalua. That's on the island of Maui in Hawaii, by the way. And then next week they'll move over to Honolulu for the Sony Open and then start the West Coast Swing at PGA West, the Arnold Palmer Course there in La Quinta at what used to be the called the Bob Hope Tournament, and that'll start the Western Swing. Then they'll move on to Florida starting February 27th to March 2nd will be the Honda Classic, the first Florida events. The majors this year, the Masters, of course, at its usual location. The U.S. Open at Pinehurst No. 2 in North Carolina, June 12th to the 15th. The PGA or the Open Championship at Hoylake, Royal Liverpool, July 17th to 20th, and the PGA Championship back to Valhalla in Louisville on August 7th through the 10th. The Champions Tour gets underway two weekends from now. They also start in Hawaii. They will have their Mitsubishi Championship at the Hualalai golf course on the Big Island near Kona on the Big Island of Hawaii. And then they'll have a couple weeks off, and they'll get the main part of their schedule started at Boca Raton at the Allianz Championship in the first part of February. The LPGA, with an expanded schedule, three brand new tournaments again this year, all here in North America, which is nice to see. And they have flip-flopped some events and kind of shuffled the schedule to accommodate certain things this year, especially the fact that they're also will be playing their Open U.S. Open at Pinehurst. The First tour event will be the Pure Silk Bahamas Classic on Paradise Island of the Bahamas. That'll be the 23rd through the 26th of January. Then they'll have a couple weeks off, and then they'll move to their first Asian swing, which will start with the Women's Australian Open down in the Melbourne area this year. That'll be February, starting off on February 13th. The LPGA Majors, the Craft Nabisco, of course, at Rancho Mirage, first weekend of April. Then the next major this year on the for the women will also be the Women's Open, will be their second major this year, June 19th to 22nd at Pinehurst in North Carolina, the week following the Men's Open, and we've talked about that a number of times on the show here, and what a neat deal that is going to be. This summer. Then the Women's British Open is at Southport in England, and that is, they don't have it listed here. I think that's Royal Lytham is that course at Southport. Then the LPGA Championship has been moved back this year to August 14th to 17th at Pittsburgh, New York in the Rochester area, and then the Evian Championship in France in the middle of September. So that's some of the schedule highlights coming up for you this year, and we'll talk more about that sort of stuff, and we'll, as always, keep you updated at the end of each hour what's going on in the Pro Tours. Ben Alexander has been a past and present Northern California and sectional PGA Teacher of the Year. He's working out of the Bayonet Black Horse courses in the Monterey Bay Area right now, and got a lot of good stuff to talk about with Ben, and he's got a lot of good things to go over with you, and we will do that after this. Stay with us. Be right back on Tee to Green.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
show by golfers for golfers. Tee to Green coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. I'm Jerry Butenhoff. You've never been to Colorado. The weather can change quite rapidly here. We went from 60 degrees on Friday to 25 and about 4 inches of snow yesterday. Very pretty outside right now. Little nippy overnight here. Nothing like they're having in Green Bay or Minnesota right now. Should be interesting if you're a football fan. The Packers, I think, what are they talking now? -6 or something like that at kickoff today. That'll be interesting. Our first guest this year is one of, as I mentioned in the open, one of Jay and my favorite people in golf. He is a former and current Northern California PGA and PGA Section Teacher of the Year. For the longest time, he was working out of Poppy Hills, and we had talked to him a number of times on the show previously on or around the time of the Pebble Beach Pro-Am up there when Poppy Hills was part of the rotation. He is now plying his trade at the Bayonet Black Horse courses, also in the Monterey Bay area. Welcome back to the show. It's been too long. Ben Alexander, how are you today?
Jerry, good morning. It has been a long time. Good to hear you again.
Yeah, likewise, likewise. How are things with you? Did Santa treat you well over the holidays?
Santa treated me well, and it was nice to have a break. You know, as much as we love teaching and being around the golf world, it's a lot of fun to have some quiet time and to kind of recharge the batteries a little bit, getting ready for 2014.
There you go. Always always exciting with a new golf season and going on. Of course, where you are, you have pretty much year-round golf. Not quite that where I live right now.
Yeah, I remember when I was out in Colorado Springs visiting with you guys, you know, the weather can change, as you say, so quickly. We pretty much average, you know, probably in the 60s out here on the Monterey Peninsula. We have 12 months a year, and, you know, it gets a little bit cool sometimes, but you can still play golf 12 months a year out here. It's a pretty pretty mild area out here.
Yeah. Let's start off by talking about where you're working out of now, the Bayonet Black Horse courses, also in the Monterey Bay area. In relation to Monterey or Santa Cruz, where are we talking here?
Well, Bayonet Black Horse Golf Course is right next to Monterey, just about 3 minutes outside of Monterey. It's right off of Highway 1. It was completely rebuilt about 6-7 years ago, and the golf courses have been there since the 50s. And used to be the old Fort Ord Army base a long time ago. And we had the PGA of America's PGA Championship there last 2012. The Golf Channel was there with NBC. We were on television for 4 days for the PGA Championship for the club professionals. And fabulous golf course, brand-new driving range, U.S. Open quality. They revamped the golf course at Jerry as they're doing the Poppy Hills right now. And public golf course, very good green fee to play, and it's a championship course. We used to have the PGA Tours qualifying for the PGA Tour on the Bayonet course for probably 25, 30 years.
All right, very good. I went on the website and took the photo tour either yesterday or the day before, and I went through both courses, and the Black Horse especially. On the photo tour that's on the website, starting around holes 4 or 5 maybe, boy, that there are just some great holes and great views on that one in particular, I thought.
Well, what's really cool about the views is, as you say, you get ocean views from so many of the holes there, and, you know, some of the other golf courses in the area are gorgeous golf courses, but the Bayonet Black Horse is perched up on a hill that overlooks Monterey Bay. And as you said, the website is bbhgolf.com, and if you go there, you can kind of check out the photo tour, as you said. And the Monterey Bay is a pretty good view, as you know.
Yeah.
Not bad.
better than most, that's for sure. Ben Alexander is our first guest of the year, working out of the Bayonet Black Horse in Monterey Bay. Ben, that whole area is really a destination area for golfers, you know, for California, of course, and then from all over the country and all over the world. With the, you know, struggles that the golf industry has had, are you seeing the same thing up there? Are you getting, you know, are people still coming to the Pebble Beach area?
They're still coming to the Pebble Beach area, and the turn changed for the good in the golf business about a year and a half, 2 years ago. All of the golf industry is a destination point, recreation, and we have had to change our ways of doing things as PGA golf professionals to be able to get people to the first tee. And golfnow.com is out there, a lot of incentives to get people to the area. Monterey is kind of a different kind of area because you have the Pebble Beach facilities, the Pebble Beach Lodge, and those courses there where people come to stay at the hotels, the dinners, the golf, the whole ambiance of the Pebble Beach area. And the great thing about being at Black Horse and some of the surrounding courses in this area is that the green fees are very affordable green fees to try and get people to the facilities, to the restaurants. And we have had to make changes in our teaching programs as well, Jerry, to get people to come to our lesson tee, get to the first tee, and to be able to get the prices to where they're comfortable. And the turn changed about a year and a half ago when I was in Orlando at the PGA show. We noticed the numbers were starting to slowly come back, and we have had to work harder as PGA professionals to give more back to the public. And we notice on the Monterey Peninsula here that it has been a lot busier over the last 2 years.
Yeah, I know that you know, a lot of facilities, be they public, private, or some combination or whatever, have had to get real creative with some of the offerings that they provide and for people and everything. In your area, do you have a lot of trade-off with a lot of the other pros in your area up there, throwing ideas back and forth about, hey, this kind of thing that we started is working real well for us, maybe you should try it? Is there a lot of cooperation with your gang up there in Northern California?
Yes, there is. We have a lot of PGA educates and seminars. We had one just a few weeks ago in the area here on the Monterey Peninsula. And when the PGA professionals get together, you know, our friends who are in the business, you know, the question always comes up, how busy are you? You know, what are you doing to get people? How do you get lessons? You know, and we, PGA is a family, and we're there to help each other because if they do well, we do well. And we interact a lot with other professionals with programs they're doing, you know, to try to see if this works. And if it worked, then we can try it at our facility. And the better off all the golf courses are with people getting to the facilities for lessons and rounds of golf, it's a win-win for everybody.
A lot of the, of course, you know, issues that golf has been, you know, going through, and not only with the, you know, economy and that sort of thing too, but just the slower play that has creeped in the past, you know, 15 years, let's call it, or something like that. Ben, we've been, Jay and I have talked to some people, people are still playing or trying to play as much golf as they can a lot of times, but they're not taking or don't have the time to practice as much, therefore they're not improving. Is that consistent with some of the things you're seeing also?
It really is, Jerry, because a lot of the lessons I give, I average about 100 lessons a month on an average, and a lot of the lessons I give, the folks that I talk to, when we get into a practice or routine to help them get more consistency with their game, they always come up with, which is true, that they're busy with work, they're busy with family, and the other things get in the way, but they always want to play better. And what I like to try and get people to do is to be able to work on practice drills, if you will, at home in the backyard to where they can start developing some motor skill activity. But we hear that a lot where, you know, gee, I worked all week long and now I'm here for the next lesson, but I haven't had a chance to practice what we covered on the first lesson. So, you know, life gets in the way. And I have things that I do to try and get people to do things away from the golf course where they can start getting those motor skills working.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's especially now, like I said, in your case, you've got golf year-round, but, you know, in a good section of the country, golf is, you know, maybe just a five-month season or an 8 or 9 month season. And there's certain things that people kind of need to do each spring, for example, when the season restarts for them, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is. And stretching and flexibility is one of them. You know, if you're in a part of the country, which, as you know, a lot of the parts of the country now are cold, where people aren't playing golf, but you can still keep that stretching going on a daily basis. And some of the drills that I give people and your local PGA professional can give you, many of the golf pros still work at the golf courses even during the winter. They're open for the restaurants or the hotel operations. Yeah. But you can do some exercise and some stretching, you know, putting the golf club up in your shoulders and crisscrossing your hands and making the rotation, turning back and turning through to keep the motion of the golf swing going, keeping that flexibility going. And you can always take a putter and maybe do some putts on the carpet.
Yep, sure can. Ben, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and throw people in the direction of your website and talk about some other things. So hang around. Talking with Ben Alexander from Northern California today on Tee to Green. Stay with us.
So you've heard the term drive for show and putt for dough. How would you like to make that a reality? Did you know that almost 90% of pro golfers miss a 4-foot putt where there is only a break of 5 inches? The special technology in the Probe 2010 putter reduces the break by 80%, thereby making these kinds of putts almost a straight shot. Can you imagine taking almost 10 strokes off your game? Check out our website, probegolfbayarea.com, to see how to lower your golf score with very little effort.
Not all water is created equal. Alchemy Water's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who enjoy Alchemy Water. And Alchemy is currently having a holiday special. Buy 2 cases, get 1 free, shipping included. Visit alkamewater.com for details.
Filing your federal taxes with TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. You who can do anything, you got this. You, manage your razor stubble so it looks naturally scrappy. You, bought your dream home for far less than asking. You can change a tire, a light bulb, and a diaper back to back. You, recite the wisdom of philosophers, late night comedians, and cartoon characters at just the right moment. You got this. TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. We guide you at every step. All e-fileable federal forms plus your maximum refund is guaranteed. You got this. TaxAct.com.
As you gather in the living room and watch your favorite team battle for field position on the frozen tundra, suddenly your family is blindsided by an aerial barrage of commercials for male enhancement drugs, violent crime shows, and terrifying movies. You were defenseless against this relentless assault until now.
When a commercial starts, My TV Choice flips your TV to your pre-selected channel. When it's over, your TV returns to the game automatically. Watch the game, not the ads. Protect your family. Visit MyTVChoice.com for more details.
At TomBartonSports.com, we charge no commission and no extra fees. Every member gets every play and every sport. TomBartonSports.com is less than $100 for 30 days of service. TomBartonSports.com is monitored and documented by multiple outside sources, including Pro Football Weekly, so you know we can be trusted. Come and join the TomBartonSports.com team today and start winning with integrity.
TomBartonSports.com is an informational site only and does not accept wagers.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
We call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. It's Tee to Green via the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're worldwide on American Forces. I'm Jerry Butenhoff, and we're coming to you from the snowy Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Nice sunshine today, though. My guest is Ben Alexander, teaching at the Bayonet Black Horse courses in the Monterey Bay area of Northern California. Ben, I gotta say, I have some bad news to throw your way here. You may remember when you were here the annual fruitcake toss in Manitou Springs, just west of Colorado Springs, which was to be held next Saturday, has been canceled for this year. Sad thing. Yeah, I know.
Sorry, Jerry.
You know, they for people that are and most of our listeners probably don't know what I'm talking about here. They bring out people bring out these contraptions, and some of them are air powered pneumatic big deals, and these big I can't think of the term of it, but those big wooden catapult type things that used to launch fireballs into the English castles and everything. Event outgrew its the park setting, and they had to move it up to the high school football field, which is a little harder to get to. You got to know where you're going to find your way up there, and so they've lost about 30% of their attendance since they've moved it up there. So the city has dropped the event, at least for this year. They're hoping that a private entity will take over. They do still have the Emma Crawford coffin races, though, every Halloween, so that's good to know.
Well, you know, probably a lot of people are glad it's canceled because it's probably too cold with the snow you got going on.
Maybe that's the point. I was going to say you wouldn't find your fruitcake after you threw it today anyway, but that's the whole point, sort of. Ben, normally at this time we have a golf tip, and I know you just talked about a couple of little putting things that you can do in the winter, but I understand that you've come up with something for us. What are you going to tell our listeners that they can how they can improve their game here today?
Gary, I was watching the Kapalua tournament yesterday, and we're actually going to be doing an article with the PGA.com in a few days about the tournament, and kind of watching the big greens that they have out there. And you know, a lot of golfers, as you know, don't hit a lot of greens when they play. And when you do get the ball on the green, after you chip it or pitch it up there, one of the tips that I like to do with folks is to get the ball close to the hole. So what you do is you get about 10 golf tees, and you put some tees around the flag, around the hole, about a 3-foot diameter circle. So you got these white tees all around the hole there, about a 3-foot diameter circle. And then you take some golf balls, about 10 or 12 golf balls, place them about 20 feet away from the hole, then put some golf balls about 30 feet and about 40 feet. Because so many golfers three-putt and add the strokes to the score. So what you're doing is you're making the target area larger. So you go to the 20-foot spot, put those balls inside that white circle of those tees to try and have the target bigger. Then you move out to the 30-foot spot, 10 or 12 putts, trying to get it inside that 3-foot circle with those tees, then move out to the 40-foot spot. Because if you think about it, if you do hit a green, many times we don't put it 10 feet from the hole. We have 20, 30, 40, 50-foot putts, as we see these guys out at Kapalua over in Maui doing with those large greens. So the idea is that you practice that enough, Jerry, to where you're working on the 20, 30, 40, 50-foot putts, making the target larger. So when you get on the golf course, you can visualize, this is where the visualization comes in now, where you can visualize that large 3-foot circle around the hole, and now you got a bigger target to go for. And what it does, when you practice that 20, 30, 40, 50 feet with the tees, you get to the golf course and you've got a larger target to go for.
And this has got to help, I would think, Ben, especially with the, you know, your weekend golf or something. Most of their long putts are missed because the speed is wrong instead of whether they're right or left. And what you're talking about certainly is going to help them with speed control, isn't it?
It really is, because what you want to do is you want to get the ball up to the hole. Accuracy for most people with putting, I mean, they get the ball pretty much going where they're trying to putt it. But the speed is the thing that we see often out there, Jerry, where golfers come way too long with the putt or way too short. They can't really get that speed control. And this really helps with the speed control and getting the ball up to the hole. Because what do they always say? You know, a short putt's got a 100% chance of never going in.
Yeah, pretty much. Never up.
I was like that.
Never up, never in, as they say.
Yeah.
Talking with Ben Alexander from Northern California. Ben, I just want to get a quick little update for you. I mentioned at the top of the show, before you had checked in, that you had for a long time had coached Danielle Amakapani. If I'm not confusing her with someone else, is she teaching somewhere now? What's she doing these days?
Well, Danielle's been on tour for 21 years, won 8 big tournaments in her career, and is now playing the Legends Tour, which is the counterpart for the LPGA Tour to the Men's Champions Tour.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just won an event in Massachusetts a few months ago, and is doing a little bit of teaching in Southern California, but she's developed a new company called Red Carpet Service, Red Carpet Golf, where she and I are going to be doing some golf academies out in Sedona, Arizona, PGA West in La Quinta, and also in Las Vegas area, just outside of Vegas. And we're going to be doing some golf academies for ladies there. And it's going to be a fun thing. She's had a great career, still playing, and also is getting into some teaching as well.
Good deal, good deal. And she was a one- or two-time Solheim Cup member, was she not?
She was, and played on the Solheim Cup, which is the counterpart for the ladies' tour to the men's Ryder Cup tour, and or Ryder Cup. And she's had a great career and still is playing, which is really great. And she's a great player and a great person.
Good deal. And her sister Dina also on tour there for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, you got a new website with all sorts of things that people can use to their advantage. Let's go down that road and talk a little bit about your website and some of the fare that you've got dished up for people there.
My website, Jerry, is Ben Alexander Golf. That's benalexandergolf.com. And we have a lot of great golf tips on the site that we shot at the golf course. And I think that a lot of the information on there is really good, a lot of video. And some current things that are happening when I go to the PGA show in Orlando. We have some written golf tips. We have some video golf tips on there. And the folks can also purchase my DVD that we shot a while back. It's called Walk Fast and Swing Slow. All they have to do is just shoot me an email and give me their contact information. I'll call them back, and we'll send it on out to them. But the website is a lot of fun. We have some current pictures on there that are scrolling on the right side of the front page. Got a great bunker tip that I have on the front page there, and everybody says, how many times did you take you to do it? And you'll have to see the golf tip in the bunker to see what happens, because it's kind of fun.
I was just going to bring that up because I did,
you know what I'm talking about.
I did watch that, and so we won't spoil it for people.
Right.
As far as your excellent bunker play that you've got on the front page of your website.
They always ask, how many times did it take to do that?
Yeah.
My answer was to the crew, after the shot, the film crew, because we were in the bunker there, Jerry, and we had the screen and the lighting and the whole thing when we did that, and the crew says, well, I think we want to get another one. I said, no, that's it. Doesn't get any better.
Yeah, that's right. You can only be so good. Ben, I want to get your opinion on one thing here that we haven't talked to a whole lot of people about this yet. We give away our awards at the end of each year on the show here, and we named Henrik Stenson our Player of the Year for what he had accomplished. The Golf Writers Association just named Adam Scott. The tour players themselves chose Tiger Woods again. We bypassed on Tiger for a couple of reasons, and one of the things that came into play in our voting here was that, you know, and everybody maybe has an opinion on this, there were a couple times when he might have been a little loose with the rules, and sometimes, you know, it was certainly unintentional, I think. But is there any talk, do you think he's lost a little bit of integrity in the past couple of years with a couple of those things?
Well, you know, the rules of golf are out there to help all of us, and I think the public, when they look at a player on tour, they're on the worldwide stage, and I think the general public looks at a player with how they carry themselves, how the player conducts themselves with their verbiage, with the way they do their career. And I think that a player has to really keep their integrity out there with the way they conduct themselves. And sometimes there have been some word slips out there. You know what I mean?
I do.
Sometimes there have been some things that have happened out there. I think Tiger is an honorable guy that I think he's trying to play by the rules. I think every player out there wants to play by the rules, but also the rules are there to help us, and sometimes they penalize us. But, you know, Tiger's on the world stage, and it's a tough situation he's in sometimes because everybody looks at him from every possible angle. And the thing I think a player has to do is really carry themselves with honor and integrity out there, and the verbiage slips that happen that get caught on camera, I think that's the thing that upsets the public sometimes.
Yeah, and the rules of golf themselves have certainly become complicated. I mean, I have a copy of the original, 11 or 13 rules, and it all fits on one nice sheet of parchment or whatever. And now the rules of golf has 280 pages or whatever it is. There are certainly, just a lot of things that not everyone can know, and especially there are certain rules in effect specifically for tournament golf because of cables or whatever that may be in the way that you and I wouldn't have as a normal everyday player also.
Well, that's very true, and the incident that happened at the Masters, as you're referring to, and, Tiger, I don't think did anything intentionally wrong with that drop that he did. But we're taught as PGA golf professionals when we went through PGA schooling that it's really very hard to know every single rule in the book. But we're taught as PGA pros to go ahead and know how to access the book. And I've been a rules official at the PGA Tour qualifying level and also the section level. And the tour players, I don't know every single rule by heart. But if you do have a question out there on tour, the tour player, as you know, always has the availability to contact the rules official to take a few minutes to have he or she come over to make that correct ruling. And, you know, the public sometimes might not agree with the ruling, but I think the guys and the ladies on the tour level, rules officials, I think they get it right most of the time, just like the Dustin Johnson incident that happened at the PGA a few years ago.
Exactly. I was going to bring that
really,
up. That was very unfortunate, the fact that – and the players were, the rule for that week was posted, but the fact that they were still letting people, the gallery trample through that area and everything was really unfortunate for Dustin, that's for sure. Ben, we've just got a couple of seconds. What's the next thing on real quick on your plate for this year?
In a few days, I'm heading down to Orlando, Jerry, to head on down to the PGA of America's PGA show. I'm going to be down there the show for a number of days, doing some different functions down there, and looking to see what the new equipment is, see what the buzz is in the golf world, and head on down to Florida to, I'm sure, get some warmer weather than what we have here in Monterey, but we're going to see what's going on at the PGA Merchandise Show down in Orlando. And have you ever attended that show before?
Unfortunately not. Jay was down there once for just one day because he was also in the area doing something else. But we have a standing invitation from Ed Severall, and we've always got a bunch of other people that know about us and know who we are and would love to meet us, but we just haven't been able to pull that off yet. But sometime soon. Hopefully sometime
soon.
Hope you
can, my friend. Hope you can.
Ben, thanks a lot. Always great to talk to you. And like I said, you're one of our favorite people on the show here. And hopefully we'll see you sometime soon, either in California or here in Colorado again.
Thanks for the opportunity, my good friend. You take care and happy New Year to you.
All right. Ben Alexander from the Bayonet Black Horse courses up in the Monterey Bay Area. We will come back with our first look at what's going on tour this year. Right after this, stay with us.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers structures. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The fastest hour in radio, another edition in the books here. First edition of the year, Tita Green, Jerry Butenhoff from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Going to tell you, Johnson & Johnson. No, not the people that make the baby powder. Zach Johnson and Dustin Johnson in the final pairing today at Kapalua in the third round of the Tournament of Champions. That's a Friday through Monday event, as always, or it has been for the last 5 or 6 years or so. Zach Johnson is your leader at minus 13 after rounds of 67 and 66. Par is 73 at the Plantation course out there at Kapalua. Dustin Johnson, Matt Kuchar, and the youngster Jordan Spieth are all tied at minus 10. Three shots back. Webb Simpson and Michael Thompson are at minus 9, and Ryan Moore and Kevin Streelman at 8 under. Dustin Johnson won this event last year, by the way. Coverage today on both NBC and the Golf Channel, and the final round tomorrow generally finishes just not too long before ESPN picks off with their BCS championship game tomorrow night from the Rose Bowl. So that'll do it for edition number one of 2011. Thanks to Ben Alexander from Northern California. BenAlexanderGolf.com is his website, and the Bayonet Black Horse area, BBHGolf.com, and you can play there for cheaper than you can at Pebble Beach. Trust me on that one. So thanks to Scott in San Francisco for running things smoothly as usual, and thanks to you for listening, and until next week, if you can play golf anywhere in America right now, hit them long and hit them straight. See you later, everybody.